From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. The Trump administration's delay in implementing congressionally mandated Russia sanctions provoked an outcry on Capitol Hill just hours before President Donald Trump's first State of the Union address to lawmakers. Congress last year overwhelmingly approved mandatory penalties against those who do business with Russia's defense and intelligence sectors. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer accused the administration of dragging its feet, while Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told a Senate panel the administration is still looking at imposing sanctions based on a list of Kremlin-affiliated business moguls the Treasury Department published on Monday. Meanwhile, President Vladimir Putin said the release of the U.S. list of Russian businessmen close to the Kremlin is an unfriendly act, but Moscow did not currently plan to retaliate.
What's the sense of these actions? I don't understand. But it is, of course, an unfriendly act. It complicates the already difficult situation in Russian-American relations and, of course, harms the international relations as a whole.
The U.S. Treasury Department named major Russian businessmen a so-called oligarchs list, which was released earlier on Tuesday. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to highlight a strong economy and call for bipartisan action on immigration as he gives his first State of the Union address Tuesday night. The televised speech before a joint session of Congress comes a year after Trump took office and about a week after a three-day government shutdown. This is VOA News.